people just generally aren't aware of how much energy they're wasting.
That was Lori Weigel, a frequent guest to the Chip Chat program. We often think about the amount of energy our cars consume, and everybody knows their MPG as well as what they're paying at the pump. But do they know how much money they're spending to power their homes? According to the EPA, the average family spends $2,200 to power their homes per year, and that's about double what it costs to fuel the average hybrid. We know that about half of that electricity goes to heating and cooling systems, and we use programmable thermostats for that. But what about the other half? Do we even know what we pay per kilowatt hour of electricity? And what can we do to make ourselves more efficient? Enter Smart Grid. Smart Grid is the topic that everyone's talking about today, and it seems like every technology company has a role or is trying to fill a role in Smart Grid. That's why we invited Lori Weigel in to talk to us about what Intel is thinking in this space. Let's go to the interview.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to the program, Lori. Can you remind folks what you do at Intel?
Sure. I'm the Ecotechnology Program Office General Manager. And I know that sounds very official, but what it really means is a focus on our products and how they are manufactured in a sustainable way, and then how they're used in a sustainable way, as well as used to benefit other industries to make them more sustainable.
What are smart grids, and why is everyone so focused on them?
So smart grid actually can be defined a lot of different ways. And in fact, people joke that there are as many definitions as people you could talk to about it. The reality is what we're doing with the delivery of electricity is adding information and communications technology to it. Our electricity grid hasn't been updated in a serious way since the days of Thomas Edison. So it's really not benefiting at all from the transition to the information age. So from an Intel perspective, we're looking at smart grid very, very broadly, all the way from the integration of renewable energy into the electricity supply through adding information and communications technology to the grid itself, to the delivery of electricity, and then all the way out to the consumption piece and looking at smart buildings across both commercial and industrial as well as residential.
Now, the Obama administration has announced something like $4.5 billion for smart grid as part of the stimulus package. What kind of programs are being invested in today, and does the technology exist to make those investments?
Many of the things people talk about with smart grid have been tried over the last decade or two, but for whatever reason, they haven't really made their way to market in a mainstream kind of way. There are a lot of non-technical obstacles. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. You know, a lot of utilities still benefit their business by selling more electricity,
sure,
as opposed to driving energy efficiency. So there's just some fundamentals that need to be kind of corrected for the market to really transform itself.
From a standpoint of the benefits of embedding technology into the nation's electricity grid, what does all of that intelligence allow us to do?
Well, in my view, there are a couple of really important things that we want to enable with the smart grid. One of them is the integration of renewable energy, and that's both utility scale, wind, solar, et cetera, but it's also distributed generation. I want to be able to put solar panels on my great big barn, and when I'm not using all of that electricity, be able to give that electricity back to the grid. Another thing that's really important is empowering consumers with information.
So does that mean embedding power-aware intelligence in every appliance and every television and every computer that you have in your house, or does that technology already exist in many of those devices?
It doesn't necessarily exist in the devices today. I mean, there are some, obviously, that are instrumented to know how much electricity they're using, but many of them are not. And so there are retrofit solutions that you can use, smart plugs, to start to gather at least the usage information. But the real win comes when down the road, the appliances have IP addresses and they have the intelligence to also be managed, where the utility has the ability to send a signal to the residents that says, I'm entering a peak load situation. I don't want to have to bring on expensive, dirty, incremental energy supply. Can you reduce your consumption a little bit? And so if I have an instrumented house, it might be that in the middle of the summer, I turn the thermostat up a little bit. I'm not home, so I turn the ice maker off in the refrigerator. Maybe the water heater can be turned off for a while. I can take some measures that are automated so that I shave some of my demand during that peak time, and that has a huge benefit on the utility. There are also, of course, opportunities for the utilities to have time of use pricing.
Sure.
So I know if I run my dryer at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to get a much lower electricity rate.
The power consumption that you're talking about, it's almost like taking a programmable thermostat and applying it to every device in your house.
Exactly. Being able to set this up with policy and even more intelligence. So, for example, as I leave the house, I set the alarm system. It'll automatically inform all of the appliances of what they should do during my away state.
Sure.
So they consume less power.
When you look at the energy efficiency to be gained through smart grid, what have the early pilots shown in terms of increased energy efficiency for a typical home?
Probably the best study that we have shows that when you have consumer empowerment through the information and the ability to set policies, typical home in the study that we did showed that you would see up to 40% energy savings.
Oh, that's extreme. Yeah, that's great. Well, I can't wait to have this in my home, Lori. Thanks again for being on the program, and we hope to have you back soon.
Thanks, Allison.